I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life I felt I couldn't go on. Reached out to God and He made me strong. I held on through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Still have joy, Pastor. And nobody's going to take it away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey.
Glory to
Bless the
God.
Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me.
Yes.
That's His holy name.
Yes.
Amen. All is good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Worthy of our praise.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for another day and another week.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us here, but He did.
Yes,
Amen.
he
And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad He did.
does. I'm so grateful. Amen. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank
This is another day the Lord has made.
yes, it
Let us
is.
rejoice and be glad that we're still in His day.
Thank you, God.
And He allows us to be here.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
hallelujah. Make a
Hallelujah.
joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Oh,
God.
yes, man.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because He's
Hallelujah.
worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Hallelujah. So honor God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all that are out in Zoom land.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
We
you, God.
pray that thou will continue to bless the Lord with your praises.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
He inhabits the praises of us, of the saints. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we're looking to continue to give Him praise as long as we got breath. Amen. But He said that everything Tell it. has breath.
Oh, praise.
Praise ye the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise to
Thank you,
God.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Now, the 8 months is almost gone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Moving on down the line to the next one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're glad to have all of you here in the house for
Amen.
a service.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is all God's doing. Or at
Yes.
least He allowing it to do.
Yes.
It may not be all He's doing, but it's what He allowed to happen.
Yes.
And nothing happened without His permission.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever's going on in your life, just know it's for your good.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. From the book of James. Book of James, third chapter. Verse 5, in that verse 5.
Okay, amen.
Do we have it?
Amen.
A couple of people say they got it.
Amen.
I think the rest are on mute, Pastor. Okay.
The internet went off. What was the chapter? Verse 5?
James chapter James 3, verse 3. 5.
Okay. Amen.
God. Amen.
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 James 3, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire it can kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it dwelleth, defileth the whole body, and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. And tell somebody, watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Amen.
We use our words as the English system on a day-by-day basis. And in fact, on a second by second basis, we are talking to somebody, or somebody's talking to somebody 24/7. Somebody's speaking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we are using our tongue to do that. And sometimes we say things that are good, but sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
And because everything we say may not be in line with God's word.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. He told Peter when he was rebuking it, when he was telling him about he was going to be taken up in Jerusalem and would be killed. And Peter said, be it far from you.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus so told him, get thee behind me, Satan, because these words are not words of God. Now you got to keep in mind that was in that same chapter that he had told Peter, he died out Peter. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter was part of his disciple, and Peter was the one that said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus asked him who the men say that he, the Son of Man, was, Peter said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Others were saying, the different people, John the Baptist and Isaiah, all the prophets. It was Peter that said that Christ. And so now Peter's still talking, but he's out of the will of God and what he was saying. And Jesus spoke to him saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Now keep in mind now that he wasn't really talking to Peter.
Right.
And when it said, "Get thee behind me, Satan,"
teach it, Pastor.
He was talking to the devil.
Amen.
Although his disciples, Peter was there,
right,
saying the words, but it was the devil feeding him the words.
Amen.
And Peter yielding to that temptation, thought he was exalting God.
Amen.
Thought he was rebuking in the man, and actually he was rebuking the word himself. Because this is what the Lord had in mind and in place for Jesus to do and to go through so that the world could be saved. So you've got to be careful on what you're saying.
Amen.
Because what might have been good in one occasion may not be good in another.
Amen.
Okay, it's depending on what is going on, how it's going on, the condition in which it's going under, that will make it good to say or bad to say. So you can't just say the same thing in every situation.
Huh?
You got to make sure that you are saying things that will fit that situation.
Amen.
And things that is under the control of the Lord. So here James teaches us a lesson. And it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greater condemnation." Don't try to know everything. About everything.
Amen.
And nobody know it but you.
Amen.
Don't be trying to be the master of everything.
You. Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace.
Don't speak all the time. What was good, what might have been good yesterday ain't good today.
Amen.
Amen.
And what you said to John may not fit Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sit down and ponder on these things. The word tells us to be swift to hear.
Slow
to speak.
Yes.
But we are backwards.
Amen.
We're swift to speak.
Tell it, Pastor.
Later on for the hearing.
Amen.
Okay. So we won't even give a person enough time to finish out what they're saying before we done jumped in and cut them off.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
You ain't Amen. Know what they were going to say at the end.
Amen.
They're going to turn the whole situation around.
Mm-hmm.
But we will just cut them at all.
Help us, Lord.
One word or two words come out and we stop the whole show. Take it over.
Help us, Lord.
And it may not even been going that route. Okay, they might have been going 9 to 5 and you jumped on 40.
Amen.
So don't know everything about everything. Listen to what somebody else got to say. It might enhance what you're trying to say.
Amen.
And knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, you running somebody down, you're going to have to reap what you sow.
Amen.
And the word is saying that you're going to get the greater condemnation. So yours is going to be worse off than the person you're trying to condemn.
Amen.
We need to not be condemning anyone, because the word tells us don't judge.
Amen.
Or we shall be judged. And it's so easy to get in that judge seat.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
And we judge every situation. We analyze every situation without having all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Without having all the knowledge that we need. So keep that in mind and watch what you say.
Amen.
Okay, and then maybe you wait until the person finish. You can add something to it to make it better. Rather than you taking the whole thing over and doing it yourself. For a minute, things we offend all in many things. We offend all. Okay. If any man offend not in word, he's the same as a perfect man. So if you watch what you say and say things that you need to say about the right thing at the right time, then you can be a perfect person, all right? And able to also bridle the whole body. Now you can keep that tongue under control.
Hey,
you ain't got to worry about the other body part.
Amen.
Amen.
But that tongue can get you in a world of trouble.
Amen.
And if you don't watch what you're saying, think things over before you speak it. Don't let the mouth take over the whole body.
Yes. Amen.
And get you into a world of trouble.
Yes.
And able to bridle the whole body. He said, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now that horse, big and strong, they even compare our automobiles to the power of a horse. That's why they call it horsepower.
Amen.
That means that automobile can do as many as so many horses. If it's 150 horsepower, then it's the same as that automobile got 150 horses under that hood pulling it. Okay, so we are able to take a little bit, a little thing that go from one side of the mouth to the other,
mm-hmm.
and put it in his mouth, and able to turn that horse left and right, or send it forward or turn it backwards.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're able to do that. You ought to be able to control your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Control your tongue.
Amen.
You know, God said, we put the bit in the horse's mouth. and that they may obey us and return our hearts whole body. Just by a little nag on one side, left or right, or pull the both rings back and that the horse will stop. Okay, let them go, tell them to move forward. Okay, what do we have to hold our bodies, our tongue in place?
Lord, help us.
All right. You got something you can use. And that's the word of God.
Amen.
If you open your mouth and speak the word of God, you're all right.
Amen.
But we don't want to use the word of God. We want to tell use our words.
Amen.
We want to tell them exactly how we feel.
Amen.
Rather than telling them what the word said.
Yes.
But then saying, well, how would Jesus handle this?
Yes.
What would Jesus say in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
So we take that horse and we turn him left and right. Uh-huh. And he obeys just by that little nudge with a bit in his mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Behold, also a ship. And here, Jesus is making comparison to large things.
Amen.
Okay, controlled by little things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say, behold also the ship, which thou they be great, so great. Anybody been on the cruise ship, you know that's a big ship.
Amen.
Anybody been on an aircraft carrier? That's a big ship. Okay. All those big ships are controlled by a little thing called a helm. Okay. That's down under the water. Okay. Just turn it one way or the other, turn the ship, whole ship around. Little thing.
Amen.
And maybe about 3-4 feet in length.
Uh-huh.
Turn that whole big ship around.
Yep.
How little things can make a difference.
Amen.
The little things we do, the little things we say can control a situation, either make it hectic, either make it peaceful, or make it warfully. So we got to watch what we're saying all the time.
Amen.
So we turn that ship about with that little helm. Whithersoever the governor listed, even so, the tongue is a little member.
Amen.
Comparing your tongue to the rest of your body is a little member. And boasts great things. It may be little. But it can cause a whole lot of problems.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, it can, that tongue.
Amen.
Has to have walls going on.
Amen.
That tongue have people hating one another.
Amen.
Murdering one another.
Mm-hmm.
Just from words that they say.
Amen.
Sometimes that's one word enough to cause somebody to kill you.
Amen.
That small tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire it kindles.
Amen.
You know, a little fire can cause a whole lot of problems.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at what's going on, went on in
Hawaii. Yeah.
And even Canada.
Yes.
That fire been, it didn't start out with it being a big fire. It started out with as a spark.
Yes.
And that spark now has killed many people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, burn many homes,
uh-huh,
and a lot of things, and the animals that run around. Okay, so you got to watch what you say because you didn't mean no harm about it.
That's right.
But it didn't start out being a big problem, but as the fire burns,
amen,
it get hotter and hotter. And as it get hit hotter and hotter, things burn quicker. Okay? So you need to watch what you're saying. And if you say anything that's out of place, you need to apologize for it right then and there.
Amen.
Not that trying to figure out what do you say. But clear it up right then and there. But we better deny that we've done it first.
That, Pastor.
Before we say that we did do it.
Yeah.
We want to pass the blame.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From one individual to the other.
Yes.
From one thing to the other.
Yes.
And we're using that tongue to pass the blame.
Man.
The tongue stopped the problem going. The tongue got things all heated up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that tongue went to pass off to somebody else.
Amen.
So, even so, the tongue is a little member, it boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles.
Uh-huh.
And the tongue is a fire. It is a world of iniquity.
Uh-huh.
It is a tongue that is among our members.
Oh, yes.
That it defiles the whole body.
Amen.
The tongue can mess the whole body up.
Right, amen.
Amen.
Okay. And the tongue is used in the wrong way in amongst the members of the church.
Amen.
Can cause a great problem.
Yes.
Okay, so pray, seek God.
Amen.
Wait for his answer before you act.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Say something.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then you won't have to say, I didn't mean that, take it back.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be taken back.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
It said, what it said is said, and it can't be taken back.
Amen.
Okay? Because it's out there.
Amen.
Just like we're here now in Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Each in our own homes.
Yeah.
And the words we're saying is going from our house.
Yes.
To your house.
Amen.
In a matter of seconds.
Amen.
And ain't no way where I can go take it back.
Amen.
Because it's gone everywhere.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
It's not just in North Carolina. It's not just in Goldsboro. But it's way out there in Virginia.
Amen.
Florida.
Uh-huh.
And Illinois and other places.
Amen. Amen.
All at the same time.
Amen.
Okay. So you can't take it back. You can't. You ain't got enough time to get it.
Amen.
Can't catch it either.
Amen.
Tell it, Pastor. So,
but if you can stop it before it go out.
Amen.
You've done a good thing.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. So the help us, Lord. Can both great things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So every kind of beast, every kind of beast, the lions, the bears, the elephants, even the sharks, okay? And every kind of beast and birds and the serpents and of things in the sea are tamed and have been tamed by mankind.
Amen.
Now think about that. We can control everything.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
On this earth and in the sea. We've been given that power to do that, and we have used it and done that. So we're given the power to withhold our tongue.
Amen.
But we don't use it. Our tongue is loose. And we need to get it tamed.
Amen.
And don't say things so quickly. A lot of times we say things quickly, but we're trying to avenge ourselves.
Amen.
And make things worse. And he says here that, but the tongue, somebody say, but the tongue.
But the tongue.
The tongue.
Can no man tame.
No man tame.
No man tame.
It is an unruly
evil.
Full of deadly
poison. Amen.
The tongue. Where's that tongue? Where's the tongue located?
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
Amen.
And the mouth is located in the body.
Yes.
And our body is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no
good thing in the flesh.
No good thing in the flesh.
Good thing in the flesh.
So the tongue can no man tame.
Mm-hmm.
An unruly evil.
Amen.
Full of deadly poison.
Amen.
Therewith we bless God. Think about it, that same tongue.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Bless God with it.
Yes.
And then with that same tongue,
curse me.
Slander God with it.
Amen.
Because what you do to me,
amen,
it's not unto me, God. It's unto the Lord.
Amen.
Teach it, Pastor.
Say about somebody else.
Preach it, preach it.
It's not that person.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
You see the person, but the person that the response is unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we bless God, even the Father.
Uh-huh.
And therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. So that tongue, we bless God and we curse man.
Amen.
Okay. Therefore, we bless God and even as the Father, and therewith curse we men.
Huh.
We are Amen. Made of the similitude of God, after the similitude of God. We made out of the image in the image of God. So we look like God, but we don't act like God.
Amen.
Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses.
Okay. Amen.
My brethren, these things are not so to be. You need to make that tongue straighten up.
Amen. That's a hard task.
They're trying to be two things at one time.
That's a hard task.
And the tongue, it can't be two things at the same time.
Amen.
It's like other things can't be the same thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Hey. Says, do it a fountain sent forth at the same place, sweet water
and bitter.
And bitter.
Amen.
Can you get out that same fountain? Bitter and sweet water at the same time?
Preach it, amen.
It's got to be one or the other.
Amen.
Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine berry and fig. So can the old fountain. Both years of salt water and fresh. You're either going to get salt water or you're going to get fresh water.
Yeah.
It can't be salted and fresh at the same time.
Amen.
It can't be fresh and salted at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Your tongue can't be talking about God.
Amen.
And cursing somebody at the same time.
Death pass, amen.
Who is wise? Who is a wise man and do it the knowledge among you? Let him show out a good conversation. His words with meekness and wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Make sure you stick with the truth and don't do it wrong.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't change the truth.
Amen.
Because when you change, it's no longer true.
Amen.
Okay. It can't be true and false at the same time.
Amen.
It got to be either true or it's false. Okay. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish.
Amen.
Matthew 12:36. Matthew 12:36. Make sure you read it.
Amen.
So I'm giving you time to find it.
Amen.
Matthew 12:36.
Amen.
Okay. I'm gonna read 35 as well. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bring it forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bring it forth evil things. So let you know that whatever's in your heart,
amen,
that's what's going to come out, whether it's good or evil.
Amen.
Okay. So if evil coming out of you, it's in your heart.
Teach it, Pastor.
If good is coming out in you, because it's in your heart.
Amen.
But you can't be doing both.
Amen.
No.
Verse 36 saying, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Every idle word. You got to watch what you say.
Amen.
Everything that you say that is wrong, you're going to have to give an account of it.
Amen.
Amen.
You stand at the judgment. For the whole word, thou shalt be justified by thy words. By thy words, thou shalt be justified. And by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. It's your word that you will say.
Amen.
That's going to justify you.
Teach you, Pastor. Amen.
So watch what you say. Mm-hmm. And things will work out for you.
Amen.
Watch what you say, and you'll be able to stand before God with no condemnation. Watch what you're saying when you're talking about somebody.
Amen.
Joking about somebody.
Tell it, Pastor.
Watch what you're saying. Because every idle word.
Teach it.
Every idle word. Not
preach it, Pastor. Preach
one
it.
Will be left. You're going to have to give an account of it.
Amen.
Help us, though.
Now watch. Watch what you say. Tell three people to watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Amen. Okay. Everybody watching their own words. And it didn't say watch Dick and Wayne's words.
Amen.
But watch your words.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't watch Big James' words.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your words.
Amen.
And don't watch Mother Awesome's words. Watch Amen. Your words.
Amen.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
This is just a reminder.
Amen.
Okay. Because it's easy for us to get off track.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Okay. I guess it just seems like words that we ought not be saying.
Mm-hmm.
It got a little ring to it, to you. a tune that moves you in certain way. And it does that because it is evil. And evil tries to rule you.
Amen.
And he is that man we call the devil.
Yep.
Satan. Evil. But find some joy in talking about the word.
Amen.
Find some joy. Because in that joy that you get your strength.
Amen.
It's in that joy.
Yeah.
Everything's going to work out. Boy, you could bless.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Make good sure message, Pastor.
Make sure you mark St. Matthew.
35 and 37.
Verse chapter 12.
12, yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That was a good message.
Praise God.
Real enjoyed it. Good. Good teaching.
Yes. Amen. Good reminder, Pastor. Good yes, reminder.
Yes, it was.
Good message, Pastor.
Thank you.
Amen, Pastor. Praise the Lord. I enjoy that.
Yes, amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name? Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
My name is Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory to his name, Jesus. Praise, praise God.
Amen. Watch what you say.
If you watch what you say and say Jesus.
Watch what you say.
Powerful message, Pastor.
I mean it was.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
May the grace of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.